is this really your final year?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'll reassess all that in the end. But, you know, when I signed a one-year contract, you know, there was nothing about in there about playing longer than 1 year. But we'll see how it goes. Obviously, you'd love to have success and be healthy. And, you know, we can start there with health, have some success, and enjoy it, make a run. It'd be really special. And then we'll figure that out come next February.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers with Adam Schein on Mad Dog Radio. A lot has been made of the comment you just heard and some of the other things that got said on that show, in that interview. That is a far cry from Rodgers' first appearance on the McAfee show post-signing with the Steelers, when I think he told Tone Diggs, this is going to be like the last ride. This is it for me.
Well, he even hedged it back then, though.
But this is a...
a big departure.
That's a total 180. We're going to see how this goes.
He left the door open with Tone Diggs and all those guys. When Tone asked him straight away, he leaned like this was it, but he left the door cracked open. I think he more just shoved the door wide open with that statement.
If he stays healthy and they win, it sounds like he wants to play beyond this year.
And why wouldn't you? If you were him and you won 11 games here and you maybe won a playoff game and you were doing it on a bargain and you know that team doesn't have a quarterback to pay because they're not paying you that much, why wouldn't you ask for a nice little tidy raise, play for $25 or $30 million next year? Why can't he Darrell Revis it at this point if he wants to? Just be a year-to-year Merc.
I know, but this quarterbacks play... can stay healthy longer than defensive linemen.
Yeah, but I know at 42
I'm
at
just
that
saying,
point,
the same,
pushing it.
That's what I mean. Like, if Steelers fans are quibbling over giving Cam Hayward extra money, and they are, why? Like, you're going to test your luck with Rodgers and give him more money? I mean, even if you leave the more money part out, He has a good year. Do you want to test it again next season? I mean, I think that there are some Steelers fans that would sign up for this idea. Rodgers plays decently. And if he's now gung-ho on mentoring Will Howard and guys like that, you draft your quarterback, and Rodgers is the guy who comes back and starts at the beginning of 2026, and depending on how he plays, gradually gives way to the guy you drafted in the first round. That scenario is not really that far-fetched. I'm not saying I agree with it or that they should do that.
Well, the most far-fetched part is he has to take this team and get them to a point where they probably win a playoff game for that to start entering into the conversation.
I don't even know if I don't even agree with that.
Why?
I think if he had a season like Russell Wilson did last year, in that the Steelers went 10-7 and went to the playoffs and didn't lose five in a row and did at the end and didn't have an offensive coordinator quarterback conflict. If they're a 10-7 team that loses in the first round of the playoffs, and he had a season that's similar to he did last year with the Jets, I think he could be, if he wants to, I think he's back the next year. And it's Rodgers, guy you draft, and then you make up your mind between Mason Rudolph and Will Howard to see who fills out the quarterback room.
So the reason, if all of that came to pass, that I wouldn't hate it completely for next year is that I don't think you would have any worry about Rodgers being obstinate that you drafted a quarterback. He's aware that he is 42 going on 43.
Right.
Nobody harbors any delusions about how long he's going to play. Even Brady only played to what, 45?
Yeah, so you'd have something. I mean, the all-time ideal situation is Alex Smith for a year with Patrick Mahomes. And that would be the blueprint that you would be drafting from if you brought him back next year.
I wouldn't hate
that situation.
I wouldn't hate it depending on which quarterback they picked. I think there are certain guys who would come from certain systems where you would say if it's more of a pro-like offense, you think you could have them play sooner rather than later. But if you're drafting a guy who you don't think would be ready in a perfect world, even in week one, you think they might need to like see the game, almost get into late in game situations as like the mop up guy at first almost?
Yep.
Then I could buy that. And I think you buy yourself some insurance with fans where if he was coming off of a good enough season for the Steelers to want him back and to not be crushed for wanting him back, people wouldn't necessarily, I mean, they would, but they wouldn't in mass necessarily say, he had one bad game, put the rookie in.
If they drafted and you're like perfect Malzi world,
Lenore Sellers.
If they drafted Sellers, He's a sophomore. He's played games, but he hasn't played a ton.
It's not, what, a redshirt sophomore?
It's not like Bo Nix, who played a bajillion college games. And Kenny Pickett played a ton.
He was the guy I had in mind with this. And Arch Manning, you could argue, would be the other one. But I think Arch is going to have an insane year and probably could start sooner rather than later. If they drafted Sellers and the idea was they probably weren't going to break the glass on starting him until like midseason at the earliest, I would, you know what I would laud them for? Having what appeared to be a very defined plan. And what I would hope, if we're playing out a hypothetical here, what I would just hope would happen is they wouldn't panic if Rodgers started 0-3 and Tomlin would go, I've got to put a rookie in there.
And they just did not create the right situation when they did it with Kenny, which is not me excusing or trying to explain
away
Kenny's
poor performance.
Well,
they didn't give him any reps with the ones, and then they just shoved him in at halftime.
Yeah, not just that part. It's the guy that you brought in to be the stopgap was someone who thought he had many good years of football ahead of him and wanted to be the Steelers quarterback for more than just, you know, a few games or a year, because he was in his 20s and he had himself had been a top pick. The Rodgers situation is way different.
Him being 42 going on 43 just makes it a lot more palatable, because nobody is under any misapprehensions.
Right. So, I mean, the only thing that would make it complicated would be if the rookie quarterback came in and really, really, really opened your eyes, and the team thought what was best for them was to just proceed forward with that quarterback as the starter.
Well, if Sellers came, if it was,
right? I mean, that
Sellers
would be the
here.
One scenario where it's like, actually, now we really don't want Aaron Rodgers. We just want to let this guy cook like Bo Nix last year in Denver.
Here's
or Jaden Daniels with the Commanders.
Here's a weird question. Do you have any recollection, and I'm only asking you this because you're a big enough sicko where you might know, do you remember if Mahomes looked unbelievable during the preseason the year they drafted him? I know he had a pretty solid first game. He started the last game of the year, a meaningless game. He got his feet wet and got to actually go out there and be the man for 1 week. Do you have any recollection in what would it have been, 2017, I guess, with him?
He didn't play a lot because they were still doing the old-fashioned. Back then, starters played a lot more in the preseason, and Alex Smith got a lot of work. He was good, but it was like almost entirely garbage time stuff. Well, I think he might have started the last, because there was four back then.
So that is the difference.
I think he might have started the last one and played well.
That is the difference here. I mean, Sellers in this hypothetical we're playing out, or any, I'll just say even any quarterback, Nussmeier, whoever it might be, they would presumably be getting the majority of the preseason reps. You would have what you felt like was a broader basis of snaps to judge them on. Hey, man, this guy played, you know, 200 or 140 snaps in the preseason. He looked pretty damn good. Maybe we just go with him. That's where if you're going to go down that road and bring him back and then know you're going to draft a first round quarterback, you better be like committed to the plan and not just kind of see a quarterback flash what they could do and say, well, we have to see that right now. Or then you're doing the same mistake in a different way. You're falling victim to whatever you see in the moment.
Aaron Rodgers revisits his future on Mad Dog Radio and says, is way more open, it sounds, to the idea of playing beyond this year.